so let's make it right.
Let's see if this is... Oh, I still have my sunglasses on.
It works.
Hooray.
WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Medford.
Woo!
We're going to do some spooky scaries today, and I'm very excited for it.
Yes, because it's October 25th.
So close enough to Halloween. It's been Halloween for me since October began, so... Do you have something to start with? I'm so excited.
I never have something to start with.
Do you want me to start?
Our 10 a.m. show always starts at 10:05.
That's true.
Why does it sound so echoey?
I don't know.
I'll figure it out later.
I feel like I have a funny one to start with. We're going to do this. Inspired by one of my costumes for this year. You ready?
We'll get into this later.
All right. Let's go.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
You take a drag, I take a sip. I want your legendary kiss. You know I got designer taste, and your design's too good to waste. When the breeze comes out at night, yeah, it always wants a bite. And I try to resist, but then the devil always wins, yeah.
That was a spooky little howl at the end. I liked that.
Yeah.
We're just gonna do spooky noises for the rest of them.
The mics extending are very spooky.
Are very spooky. It's like those, like when you hear a door creak in a scary movie. It's like last night I had to watch. You were there. I had to watch that 1931 version of Frankenstein. Not as scary as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I don't even like scary movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's from the 30s. They can only do so much. He was, like, in a suit. The creature.
What movie was it? Tell our fans.
It was Frankenstein.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 3. So our 10 a.m. show is well-timed.
Get us out of bed. All right, what did we play? We played Werewolves of London, which is... That's just like Werewolves such... I feel like I grew up listening to that song every single Halloween. That was such a classic.
I didn't hear it until last year.
Really? Where? In what context when you have heard that recently?
Megan loves that song. That's like, really funny. She listens to it all year.
It's so good. No, but we always had like a Halloween CD that we would listen to every year, and that was on it. Also, I'm being a werewolf this year, so that's one of my sexy
werewolf.
Yeah, but you know Eliza, who I don't know if she's listening, but she's gonna make me creepy.
It's
I can
be a realistic werewolf.
Yeah, it's gonna be spooky.
I was just talking to someone about ghosts and conspiracy theories and how mm-hmm. like a lot of ghosts are real. Conspiracy theories are like half real.
Yeah, yeah.
But werewolves are fake.
Okay.
Like they don't exist.
But ghosts are real.
Yes.
Okay.
You've never felt one?
I feel like when I was little, there were so many times where I was like, oh my gosh, there's definitely a ghost in my room.
I don't know if I have felt one or believe in ghosts, but they like have to be real.
Okay.
It's just a feeling, you know?
It's just, you just feel them. It's
just a feeling.
They're here, especially now. Tufts is haunted.
Yeah. So after the werewolf song,
oh yeah.
Man Eater.
Hall & Oates.
By
which
Hall &
Oates. I think I know that song because of like the American Idol game. Do you remember that game?
No. Did you have to sing for
it? Yeah.
No thanks.
It was like a karaoke.
And then we played
Kim Petras. Close Your Eyes from, oh my gosh, her new album is so spooky and I love it.
Her Instagram feed is very spooky.
It's very spooky.
She released this like Halloween EP called something like Turn Off the Lights or something.
Yeah.
On October
1st. Oh, Eliza is tuned in. Hi.
Hey, Eliza. Hey, guys. Hey, Miss Lizzie.
This is her fave. She's such a witchy woman. Yes. She should be here. And Ryan.
Yes. Okay. Kim Petras, our problematic fave, I do have to say.
Kim?
Yeah. But a fave nonetheless, but a problematic also nonetheless.
Also nonetheless. All right, what else we got? We got a good mixture of like oldies and...
Oldies and newies.
And newies. Oh, I have a good one. Going off of wolves, I have a good one.
Play it.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? It's fine. You'll know it. This is my, like, every middle school dance for me, and it's gonna be a blast.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Let's do this.
Thank you. I'm going to sing, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can control you. It's too close for comfort.
Good. That was a
yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Speaking of, shout out to my little sister who's listening, who's gonna be a cowboy for Halloween.
Aw,
happy. Spooky sounds. What did we play? We did some good throwbacks. I played She Wolf by Shakira and Disturbia by Rihanna.
I forgot how much I loved
that
song.
They're so good. Disturbia never, like, I just love that song so much. Then you played.
I played Kill the Mame by Grimes, who is just a spooky person in general.
Yeah.
And then
is Grimes still with Elon Musk, or is that?
No, I think they broke up.
Right.
I hope they did, but also, like, I don't care.
Also, I just don't keep up.
I do love to keep up. I just don't care. And then I played I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah. But before that, I played Hex Girls. With Hex Girl, which is a bop. And is from a Scooby-Doo movie that I watched when I was little. And it was revolutionary. It's like these three witches that perform this song. And it's
unreal.
Witches.
Yeah. Why are there always three? Is that because of the Shakespeare thing, probably?
Yeah.
Bubble, trouble, foil, toil,
there
something.
There you go.
I don't
know. Macbeth.
You know, I can't read.
I don't know. Yeah, three is just like one of those like magic numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to just do a little announcement.
Yeah.
WMFO is doing a donations drive starting on Halloween. A spooky donations drive. I'm trying to figure out how you donate. I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, go to the website.
Go to the website and donate, on the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's a little donate button. Perfect! Mm-hmm. That's so easy.
Donate. And why should you donate?
You know, because we got a lot of tech going on here, and tech is hard to maintain.
Yeah.
You know, my computer breaks every other week.
It's a radio station in this here year of 2018.
Yeah, almost you gotta keep it moving. Oil, keep things oiled.
Keep things oiled? Always a good tip.
Stop.
Always a good tip.
Stop. All right, we got some more jams. We only have 20 minutes left. I have so much spookiness I want to fit in.
I just want to play like this little sound bite, which is like...
Oh my God. It's a good rhythm.
Okay. Yeah, I have like...
Call in if you know what... No, I'm just kidding. Everyone knows that was the Addams Family.
I've never even seen the show and I know what it is.
That's insulting.
Why is it insulting? I was born in 1997, Grace. I'm youthful.
I don't watch that. All right. We have some more. I'm going to play one actually because I got a little recommendation that we're going to...
A little rec.
Is a good one.
Play it. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Recommend it, Ralph.
All right, let's do
Yelp
this.
Yelp superstar.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. A day or night, I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
You call me up and ask me, would I?
but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. Hush. You know what's good for you. I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school. But now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run. That's when the hunger really hits me. Your little heart goes pitter patter. I want your liver on a platter. Use your finger to stir my tea. And for dessert, I'll suck your teeth. Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep. I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
All right. I had to finish up a spooky episode with some Florence, I'm feeling
very haunted. Now.
I feel like that's the vibe.
All jittery.
I want to leave everybody with some feeling a little spooked.
Haunted.
Haunted.
I can't wait to haunt people when I'm dead. I meant a ghost, but yeah, whatever. Thank you for listening. 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
Everyone have a wonderful and safe Halloween.
Catch us back November 9th.
Is that our next show? That's so far away.
November 8th.
I don't know. You know dates better than me, but...
I love the days of the week, all 7 of them.
7 of them equally. But yeah, everyone have a spooktacular holiday season.
Yeah.
And we'll see you very soon.
Enjoy your Halloween Wednesday.
Oh, I like that pun. All right. Bye-bye.